This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Podcast platforms, Amazon Prime. Have they been able to hear me the whole time? No, they couldn't hear me?
No, they couldn't hear you.
All right.
But now they can hear you.
Jake took a nap. I'll start over. Welcome back to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Check out all things The Ticket at theticketfm.com. All right. Facebook, YouTube, Amazon Prime, anywhere you get your podcast platforms, or simply turn your radio dial to 93.7 The Ticket is every freaking aware. All right. We're going to get into Matt Rhule's press conference. In Jake's words, it's an interesting one. Real quick, because I didn't talk about Butler the other day at all. I'm just going to go through some highlights. Comfortable where we're at on defense. Firm too deep at every positions. Our every position, things that have stood out, our man coverage and blitzers seem to be better. Secondary will be a strength in this defense, which is interesting because we've been told it's a work in progress, but whatever. Level of physicality is elite. Well, I don't need to hear anymore. Riley Van Poppel has gained 8 to 10 pounds this season. Energy is contagious. Both sides of the ball have great depth. We have depth, talent, and energy. Riley Van Poppel looks like a guy who's ready to start making some plays this year. Highly recruited guy. You saw him pop off. No pun intended, in the bowl game, just a little bit. Saw a lot of young guys in that bowl game on defense. Let's see what happens here. Zaire Wright, extremely confident in this defense, really focused on watching film. Offense has a lot of weapons. All the new guys fit in well. Love it, except for the guys that went back to the portal. Other than that, everyone else fit in phenomenally. All right. Real quick, because I'm looking at these notes. Because I know some things have stood out to you already. What's already stood out to you from Matt Rhule's press conference so far there, Jake?
Well, I think the biggest thing is he said that there will be some actual live-action football, which I know a lot of people will be pretty excited about with the spring game being replaced with these Husker games. They're going to do a little bit. Now, don't get excited. It's not going to be Dylan throwing a Ja'Cory Barney out there if that's what you're looking for. But it is interesting because it is going to be more of the guys. He said it's not going to be the first or second team. It's more of the guys that are looking to make the 105. And it might be kind of the last chance for some of those guys to put on a showcase, whether for them, for to make the Husker football team, or maybe some film to go out there, in the transfer portal. But, that's fascinating. And obviously he also mentioned that he talked to Troy Dannon about it last night. So good enough to mention here at the press conference. I think that can get some more sales up, for this Husker games. People want to see some live action football. You're going to get some.
I like that. I'm excited about that. It's going to remind me of the, like, used to be when there was four preseason games, the fourth preseason game of the NFL preseason, or now the third preseason game going into the NFL preseason. And that was always, to me, actually the most intriguing one because it was guys' last chance who were fighting to make the team. So that can be intriguing. Are you going to see, like you said, Dylan and all these other guys? No, probably not. But even if we played a spring game, they were probably going to be out there for 15 snaps this year, and they're out anyways. So you're going to, whatever this looks like, and nobody really knows what this is going to look like. And clearly, they're still figuring it the frick out, okay? They just talked last night about, hey, let's have actual football. Well, okay, we might do that. So we'll see what it looks like a week from now. But you're going to get actual football. But to me, this is even more intriguing because I know what it's like to be in the locker room before games when guys are about to go out to play in this game that, to most of the world, doesn't matter, but to them, it's everything. They're fighting to make a team. They're fighting to make a roster. They're fighting for their careers. And at a certain extent, that's what college football has turned into now. Not a certain extent, a large extent. So that I don't know if this is going to be, like, extremely interesting to everybody. It's hard if you aren't as familiar with the players sometimes to be as interested. Okay, if you don't know the names or whatever, to me, it's going to be extra interesting. And here's something that has been brought up as well. And I'm partial to things like this, and I'm extra interested in things like this. Matt Rhule says walk-on Jacob Bauer has moved into a potential starting role at linebacker. A lot of praise from Matt Rhule for sophomore linebacker Jacob Bauer. He's no longer a walk-on by the old definition. The cost of his school will be covered. Bauer is 6'1", 220 from Rancho Santa Margarita, California, making a move to play in the multiple defensive packages this fall. I love that. I love that because we talk about all these portal guys. All right, we signed this guy, bam, starting at this position. Signed this guy, starting at this position. I always try to make it clear It still has to be earned. The way I phrased it, correct me if I'm wrong, Jake, is some guys are going to get, oh, I can't think of the words, more room for error. That's not what I would say. What? How did I phrase it? Was it room for error?
That sounds about right. I don't know if that's exactly what you said it, but
it's not exactly,
I get what you're saying.
I'm blanking right now. Okay. I woke up at 4 a.m. this morning, couldn't go back to sleep, so not thrilled about that. Normally, I get to sleep until 6, but basically, we'll go with room for error right now. If you come in via the transfer portal, let's say you sign for $1 million, okay, you're going to get more room for error. Benefit of the doubt. That's what it was. You'll get more benefit of the doubt. I'm fine with that. There's a reason they brought you in. There's a reason they paid you the money. Sometimes the desperate teams set the market, which is exactly what Matt Rhule said today. So sometimes you have to overpay for certain people. Not for Nico Iamaliava. Not for Nico, I'm going to leave you. But my point is, at the end of the day, you still got to earn it. So we've talked about linebackers. We've talked about Dawson McCullough and Williams and Ware, Vincent Shavers, Willis McGahee, Marquez Watson-Trent. Have we ever talked about him? And I love that. And some guys will get offended. Oh, you talked about a position group. You didn't mention me. So a lot of times what I'll try to do is I'll mention the certain guys that have caught attention already. They've caught attention for a reason. Nobody gets excluded for a reason other than we can't talk about everybody. I'll say, and everybody else in that room. And that's my way of including everybody. There's not going to be 150 guys to talk about anymore. So maybe it'll be easier to talk about each and every guy in the room. But when there's 150, it's like, you name the guys people are paying the most attention to, and then I would always say in everybody in that room, and that's guys like Jacob Bowers. I love this. So now we have another guy amongst all the other guys. He's a sophomore, by the way. Young guys that can help contribute in this linebacker core. And I always have a soft spot for guys who go from walk-on to earning a scholarship, which apparently for now in college football is still a thing. So I'm a big fan of that. All right. What else has stood out to you so far from this press conference?
Well, it is interesting because he did mention, just to go on that Bauer thing, too, is how long are we going to get these stories? This might be the last of the walk-on stories. So it's very cool to see a guy, that, by the way, that considered playing rugby instead of football at this level. So we're glad that he stuck with football and came to walk on here at Nebraska. But another one, I mean, he also spoke about Lee Corso. He said he expects for College Game Day to be in Lincoln this year. He also said that this is the team he's been waiting for. So I think the level of expectation or the belief, the confidence throughout the spring seems to be building to the point that he's vocalizing that now.
Now? He's been talking about a jump since Boston College ended, which again, hey, if that's your style, that's your style. If that's the part of the package that is Matt Rhule, that's cool. I hope wins are a part of that package too. No, he's getting bolder and bolder. Talking about the O-line being a highlight of the spring and the defensive line is going to be amongst the best around. And, you know, Butler's talking about we got a solid two deep on defense. And DB's talking about how the wide receiver room is elite. And Butler talking about the pass defense is going to be one of the strengths of the team this year, or was not a year ago. And then Matt Rhule. This is the ultimate statement that I've heard so far. This is the team I've been waiting for. Okay. It's April. It's not April Fool's, but it's April. I was going to say the spring game hasn't happened yet. It's not going to happen, but we're going to get some sort of a version of live football, so I'll take that in about a week and a half. All right, Jake, is this Kool-Aid? Do you buy into this? Does this get you more excited? Do you roll your eyes? Do not walk the line down the middle. You have to pick a side.
No, I mean, it does get me more excited. I think, you know, with the a coach vocalizing that, you know that this is what he's been waiting for, this is the team, then you don't expect to have too many excuses. And there were a lot of holes. There were a lot of things that needed to get better on that team last year. They addressed those in the offseason, hopefully kind of patch this team together to make it and be able to make that jump in year three. When you're calling for College Game Day to come to Lincoln and saying this is the team you've been waiting for, I mean, these are talks of a 9-10 win football team. And I've been hesitant to take that jump. But as I say, usually as it gets closer to the season, I'll drink more Kool-Aid. This is a Kool-Aid day. I'm drinking.
No daggers?
No daggers. No daggers today.
Have you come around on basketball a little bit as well?
I mean, different level of expectation.
Yeah,
but I think they can compete for for the tournament next year.
They're going to be fun to watch anyways next year. Yeah. We'll see what happens. Man. And he's used that term jump a lot, year three jump. I tell you what. So it's multiple things here. Number one, I want to drink Kool-Aid. It's a long off season. I want something to be excited about. So I will readily admit, I want to be excited about something. I want the Kool-Aid. I want it to taste good. My favorite flavor is red, by the way. But then I'm kind of like, heard this a lot for quite a few years. And I want to roll my, I don't roll my eyes, but I want to. Just like I want to drink the Kool-Aid. So I'm torn. I have to admit. So like when he talked about we're going to have one of the best D-lines around, and I'm like, we haven't even been in Padgett. Okay. Gigantic grain of salt. When he talked about, oh, the O-line's one of the highlights of spring. It was nice that he highlighted certain O-linemen to give us an example. Because that O-line, they're missing a lot of linemen this spring. So I'm like, how much stock can we put in this? When you hear about guys like Tyler Canock stepping up, and other, by the way, other walk-ons that he's mentioned. Not just Jacob, the linebacker, but in that O-line room as well. It's still kind of like, all right, some of these guys aren't even practicing right now. At the wording, it's weird. The words, this is the team I've been waiting for. Maybe because it's different than something we've ever heard. It gets me excited. Is it just because, is this like a new wrestling catchphrase? It's just a wrestling catchphrase, but it's new. The measuring stick, the face that runs the place, the final boss. It all means the same thing. But the final boss gets me excited more than the measuring stick because I heard the measuring stick for 20 years. By the way, not a Triple H fan, just me. Great with creative, the wrestler. Is it just because it's something new and we haven't heard it said this way? It's just like the team I've been waiting for. Just the way that sounds. I can't help but get excited. Do you have a Kool-Aid machine?
I could go make you some Kool-Aid.
Dude, I would drink it. So on my show last fall on a Sunday night, I said, if we beat Colorado, we go 2-0, I'll drink Kool-Aid on my show that Sunday night. I did. Here's what happened, though. And here's what I've never told anybody. My tongue swole up.
Uh-oh.
Okay? Not like gigantically, but to the point where like it was, it is going to sound stupid. It felt hard to fit in my mouth. Mm. We looked at the Kool-Aid box. It had been expired for 18 months. Because I'm like, what happened? And she's like, well, we've had this for a while. I looked at it, but I was like, oh. I don't want expired Kool-Aid, but if you got Kool-Aid and you make it, I will drink it. Though, I don't know. The team I've been waiting for. It's just that phrasing gets me excited. I've got to calm down. I got to calm down. All right. I'm just going to roll my eyes a few times just to get it in. I don't really want to at this point, but just the wording. I don't know how to phrase it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.